Take your holy book and turn to Matthew chapter number 6. And praise God. Matthew chapter number 6. I want to look at verse number 8 tonight. It's got to be our help for just a few minutes. The Bible says, "Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask. After this manner therefore pray ye, our Lord, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." Amen. I want to preach on the thought this evening, if God will be our help, on seeing ourselves in this disciples' prayer. As you know what it is, he was talking about, the Lord was talking about hypocrites, the Pharisees. He's talking about hypocrites. And he said, you know, when you pray, he said, don't use, in verse 7, not to use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they should be heard for their much speaking. Amen? And he said, be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask. You say, well, preacher, if he knows already what we need, then what's the reason to ask? Why ask God for something that he already knows about? Amen? Because he is God, and he wants us to know that he knows, that we know him, and that we can count on him and trust him to meet our need. And praise God. That's why it's important to ask if we have a need. God already knows it, but it's important to ask him so he can supply the need, so he can know that we need him. It blesses his heart, praise God. It makes news in heaven, and God can begin to do for us that he'd like to do. But if we look at this model prayer that the Lord gives us, praise God, and we begin to see it, and we begin to understand what the Lord is trying to tell us here in it. And if we put ourselves in this prayer, amen, and we can see how God works. So we see here as little children, we see ourselves as the little children of God as we say our Father. Amen. Verse number 9. And we're speaking of our Heavenly Father, praise God. When I was lost and undone, I didn't realize He was my Father. Praise God. But He was my Heavenly Father even when I was lost. You say, well, He's your Heavenly Father to a lost person. Amen. Absolutely. He's our Heavenly Father, and our Heavenly Father wants to see us saved. He wants to see us reconciled unto Himself. So as little children, praise God, we see ourselves as little children, and we cry out, we say, our Father, praise God. We call out, we talk to Him, we make it personal because He's personal to us. Amen? We need to have a personal relationship with the personal God. We need to make Him, our Heavenly Father, praise God, our Father in heaven. Amen, praise God. We need to recognize that, we need to realize that. Now this is a statement it's not common to the Old Testament. We never hear God mentioned as our Heavenly Father. Amen? But it's precious to all in the New Testament, to all believers. It's a precious, precious thing that we can come to the point, Brother Bill, that we can say our Father, praise God, from our heart and mean and know, praise God, in our heart and in our mind that He is our Father in heaven. Amen. I'm glad He's my Father in heaven, praise God, my Heavenly Father, praise the Lord. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? Praise God. That makes all the difference, praise God, for a believer. Amen. It's not common in the Old Testament to hear Him called it, but in the New Testament, it's prominent, praise God, that He is our Father, praise the Lord. So we see Him as children, but we also see Him as worshipers in number 9. When we say, hallowed be thy name, amen? When we say, hallowed be thy name, what we're doing is we hold our Father up in reverence. We lift Him up, we show Him respect. That's the deity that He's His, praise God. We're trusting in His holiness. We treat Him as He is holy, because He is. God is a holy God, praise God, and He expects holy things from folks that claim to be a holy people. Amen. And he requires that of us. He even tells us, He said, be thou holy, for I am holy. And God helps us to be that. We need to have our worship, praise God, lifting Him up, hallowing His name, praise God, holding Him up in reverence, in respect, praise God, treating Him as someone, praise God, that is high and holy. Amen. Hey, listen, he's just not the common a common man. He's just not a common thing, praise God. He is the holy God of heaven. He is our Father in heaven. And we ought to hallow his name. We ought to lift him up and we ought to reference and reverence his name. Amen. He's worthy of all of our praise. Amen. Praise God. He can do things for us. He does things for us that we can't do for ourselves, praise the Lord. And we need his help. You need his help. I need every step every day to encourage our hearts and help us along. Amen. Without him, you wouldn't get the next breath. Without him, you wouldn't be able to see. Without him, we wouldn't be able to go. But praise God, I'm glad that I got a holy Father. Praise God. And we just hallow his name. We lift him up. We reverence him because all the things that he does for us. Amen. Amen. Praise God, when the Lord Jesus was here, he was talking about his Father too. Amen. He's talking about the Lord God of heaven, praise God. And he said, our Father, which art in heaven. Amen. He said, hallowed be thy name. Praise God. If the Lord Jesus Christ showed reverence and respect to the Father, then praise God, who are we to show any less? Amen. We are to lift him up and show him respect. Amen. We ought to recognize who he is. We ought to be worshipers, praise God. When we see ourselves as worshipers lifting up and hallowing the name of the Lord, praise his name. Amen. So we see that. We see ourselves as children. We see ourselves as worshipers. But we see ourselves in this as subjects. Amen. We see ourselves as subjects when we say, thy kingdom come. Verse number 10. Amen. We see ourselves as subjects when we say, thy kingdom come. Amen. He's talking about that messianic kingdom. See, Jesus came to earth, praise God. He was born of a virgin, born in Bethlehem, Judea, grew up, praise God, to 33 and a half years old, and gave his life for sinners. But he came, praise God, that through him the Jews might receive him. John was that forerunner that preached Jesus Christ and him coming. He said, we got to be ready. You got to be preparing your hearts. He said, there's a soon coming Savior, the Messiah God, the promise of the Lord, praise God. He's coming. He's on his way. He said, we got to be getting ready and preparing because we know not when he comes, but we need to be ready. Amen. The same thing today in the hour that we live, praise God. We're looking for that messianic kingdom, praise God, the one that wasn't established before because they rejected and denied the Savior. They crucified him on the cross of Calvary, praise God. They killed him, buried him in a body or two, but he didn't stay dead. He got up on that third day, victorious over death and the grave, rose up out of their praise in victory. Amen. Praise God. He wasn't established as their king when he come, but he rose from the dead so he could be King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Glad it was that way, praise God. He made it for an old Gentile dog. Somebody like me and you could get in. Praise God. So we see ourselves in this disciple prayer as the subjects. Praise God, praying in our hearts. Thy kingdom come. We're looking for a Messiah. We're looking for a Messiah, a Savior, Brother Kevin. We're expecting till he comes. Amen. What does that mean? It means that we have an earnest expectation that someday in the near future, someday in the near future, we better be ready. You better be ready because he's coming in an hour that you think not. He's coming. Amen. And we need to be ready. We need to be subjects looking for that glorious kingdom. Praise God. Not just for the Jews, but for all believers, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming. Amen. We ought to be observant. We ought to be looking for his arrival. Amen. I know a while back, Teresa had to go to, when she was working at a job, she had to go to Canada, and she flew out of here. And she said, well, I'll be home about, I think it was 10 o'clock. Said, you can just pick me up at the airport. Amen. And then she called me and said, we're going to be running a little bit late, probably after midnight. So a little after midnight, I was sitting out there at the airport waiting on her to come, and I was expecting, praise God, I was in at any minute, sure, her plane would fly over, they'd land, and I'd get my sweetheart. Praise God, I'd load her up, take her to the house with me. He said, that's what we ought to be doing today. We ought to be desiring and looking, praise God, for that love of our life, Jesus Christ, to come, and we just load him up, praise God, and take him home with us. Amen. But the thing is, he's going to load us up, take us home with him. Amen. When he comes. But it's that arrival that we should be looking for. Praise God. As his subjects. Praise God. He said, we're praying thy kingdom come. Praise his holy name. Ain't you glad that one day his kingdom will come? He said, thy will be done. See, we're looking for God's will. It's God's will. It's the Lord's will, praise God. I'll just keep telling you till you get it, praise God, that we be with him where he's at. It's his will, praise God, before it's all said and done. And it'll never be all said and done because one day, praise God, we'll be gloriously with him forever. This walk on this side of life will be finished. But on the other side, amen, I like that song Brother Jeff them sing, on the other side, praise God. Middle Cross sings it. Amen. On far side, yeah. Praise God. On that other side, praise God. There's a whole lot of things here that's disheartening. There's a whole lot of things here that's discouraging. But praise God, I'm looking way beyond them. My eyes ain't on the characteristic things of this world and the things that hold us back here. But I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker's God. I'm looking for a soon coming Savior. Amen. We see this. We see ourselves in this disciple's prayer. Praise God, as their subjects, praise God, looking for a soon coming Savior. Praise God. He says, as a servant, we say, thy will be done. The will of God. See, we're subjects, we're servants unto the Lord. Amen. It's not about what we will, but what his will is. We want God's will to be established in our lives. Man of God said this morning, you know, God sets things up in different ways. And God's will, praise God, it needs to be performed in our life. It will be performed in our life, praise God, according to God's will. Amen. We just need to submit to him. We just need to submit to the will of God so he can begin to minister to our hearts. And as we pray, praise God, thy will be done. We're looking for God, what God has to do, praise God, in our hearts and in our life. Thy will be done in earth. And in heaven. Amen. Praise God. We're not talking about waiting for something, some expectation of the future. We're talking about things, praise God, that ought to be happening in the present. Praise God. So it'll push us and take us into the future where we'll be with him. Praise God. Hey, he said that his will would be done on earth, in the earth, praise God, as it is in heaven. Amen. Things ought to be changing now. Lord, to be manifesting himself to us, praise God. We're in a dress rehearsal for the real thing. Amen. Just think of it that way. You and I are in a dress rehearsal. Praise God. How are you doing with your part? Amen. Are you learning your lines? Amen. I'm not talking about being an actor. I'm talking about being the real thing. Being part of something that's a whole lot bigger than any of us. And just finding a place where you fit in. And say, glory to God. Lord Jesus, I love you. And I'm looking for your appearing. I'm expecting till you come. I'm looking, praise God, for to be right now in my heart, my soul, my spirit. Like it's going to be in heaven when I get there. Amen. God, just minister to us and through us. And give us that, praise God, that we need. Amen. As his servants. When we see ourselves as servants unto him, expecting more than what we have, that God's will would be done in your life and mine. Amen. The man of God was all over this morning. Amen. That God's will would be in your life. That God had already made a plan for you. God's got a plan for you. He's got a plan for me. And we just need to become part of his plan. Let him begin to do for us, praise God, and just begin to give him the praise and honor and the glory that he desires as the good God of heaven. Amen. So we see as his servants, we say, thy will be done. And as petitioners, amen, as when we say, give us this day, in verse 11, amen, as we bring our petitions before him, we become petitioners, praise God. And we see ourselves as petitioners for the Lord, bringing your petitions and my petitions to a holy and a righteous God. Where we worship and we hallow His name, praise God. And we, as servants, we're saying, Lord, Thy will be done, praise God. That You do in me that work that You need to do, praise God. So that You get all the glory. Amen. I tell you, in the world today, we're glory hounds. We want people to see us a whole lot of times. Amen. I'd rather them see Jesus any day. Amen. If they can see Jesus high and lifted up, praise God. But they, as petitioner, we say, give us this day. Now what they're asking for daily bread. Amen. He says, give us this day our daily bread. You know, this is this in Luke, where this story is where the Lord gives us this revelation. Luke, that's all, where it uses daily. That's the only place in the Bible that this word daily is used. Amen. Now, there's other places where it uses the word daily, but not in the same context. It uses the word daily here, and that word daily means, he said, give us this day our daily bread, and that word daily literally means to go. Amen? He said, give us this day our daily bread. He said, give us bread to go. Amen. He said, give us bread for now. Give us the bread for tomorrow. Give us the bread for next week. Praise God, just give us and just keep giving us. Just keep supplying the need. Can you see how people get excited when they realize what Jesus was saying? Praise God. He said, hey, whatever you need, God will supply. Amen. He would go on over here in a chapter in verse 33, and he'd say, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. He's talking about food, rain, and clothing, everything you would need to satisfy and establish you in your life, praise God. He said, if we'll just trust God, and we'll just pray every day, and we'll say, give us this day, praise God, our daily bread, praise God, give us this day, give us that to go, give us that that'll work tomorrow, and next week, and next month, and next year, praise God, establish us, praise His holy name. Not only tomorrow, but the next day and the next day. It literally means, praise God, give us that will suffice us. Amen. So we'll have no need. So we'll have no want. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. I tell you, in America, we're about there. Amen. Every one of us is blessed tonight. I bet these food never covered. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're blessed beyond measure. More than what we need. Amen. You say, what are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I said, God has answered that prayer. Give us this day our daily bread, praise God. He said, give it, just keep giving it. God just kept blessing. God's poured it out on America. God's poured out His blessings on you and me. In a liberal fashion, just keep pouring it out. Amen. And He said, we're supposed to reverence Him, Brother Bobby. We're supposed to lift Him up and magnify Him, hallow His name. Amen. Show respect and reverence. How many times do we take all that for granted? Amen. Amen. How many times do you go to the cupboard and get out the loaf of bread and from the bread box and a jar of peanut butter out of the cupboard and say, thank you, Lord? You say, well, preacher, I don't ever do that. That ain't too exciting. Praise God, it ought to be. Amen, because He's answering prayers. Amen. He's supplying that need. He's meeting that daily need, praise God. Praise God, as we bring our petitions to us, give us this day our daily bread. You may say, well, preacher, I don't even like peanut butter. Praise God, there's a lot of things we don't like, but glory to God, it's got a lot of protein in it. Praise God, it'll get you going. Same time, that's about all we had was light bread and peanut butter. Praise God, but it sustained us, it got us through. God Almighty was good, and we just give Him the glory. So we see ourselves as servants. We see ourselves as petitioners before God. Amen. But we see ourselves also as confessors. When we say, forgive us, verse number 12. Verse number 12, he said, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Amen? So we should see ourselves as confessors. When we ask God for forgiveness, we ask God to forgive us. Amen? That's what He does. That's what He does. Hey, this only works with believers. People that's lost, praise God, only prayer of repentance unto salvation. But He's talking about those that are born again, those that are saved, praise God, those that are, praise God, that can call on the good God of heaven as our heavenly Father. Amen? Praise God, and can worship Him and hallow His name and know how to be subjects and servants and petitioners before God and how we confess, amen, our sins, which are many. Amen. Our confession, praise God. And those who need to confess, amen, the sins that we have that we need to confess. You know, a preacher, I don't ever confess nothing. That's what's wrong with our spiritual life. Amen. Our spiritual life ain't what it'd be because we don't ever confess our sins. Amen. And to say that we have no sin, praise God, is to deceive ourselves and make God a liar. Amen. Said we've all sinned, come short of glory of God. We mess up, we sin, we do that every day. And we need to ask God every day to forgive us our sins. Amen. You know, preacher, I'm a pretty good person. I don't do nothing wrong. I mean, let me ask you a question. How faithful are you to Him? Amen. How many times you go out during the day looking for an opportunity to witness for Him? You say, well, preacher, I don't do that. Well, then that's sin. Amen. We know to do it and we do it not. That to him that knows to do it not, it's sin. Amen. So we ought to be confessing the Lord. We ought to be magnifying God. We ought to be asking forgiveness every day. Praise the Lord. He said, and forgive us our debts, our indebtedness, as we forgive our debtors. So we ought to be asking people to forgive. We ought to be asking God to forgive us. We ought to be setting an example. Praise God. We know, praise the Lord, that God wants to help us. Look over Ephesians chapter number 4 in verse 32. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32. Bible says this, and he said, be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. Amen. You know what? Put a lot of churches that's busted up back together. A little bit of forgiveness. Amen. A little tenderheartedness. Amen. Forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath what? Forgiven you. Amen. What if you asked the Lord to forgive you and He wouldn't? That'd be a rough road to hoe. Amen. That puts you in a bad spot, tough spot. If you ask God to forgive you, praise God, He said, big boy, I ain't forgiving you. Amen. But boy, I tell you, you'd pray the harder if you know that. Amen. You'd beg God to forgive you. But He said, praise God, when we see ourselves in this disciple prayer as confessors, when we ask God to forgive us, praise God, of our trespasses, forgive us of our sins, be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Amen. It makes us true confessors. Confessors show you those that are possessors. Amen. If you possess the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, praise God, it's easier, a whole lot easier to confess your sins. You realize it, praise God. You know what? It breaks the heart of God. It makes Him sad. I don't know about you. As soon as I realize I messed up or done something, or almost done something wrong, I said, Lord, please forgive me. Help me to be stronger. Amen. I don't want to sin against you. I don't want to break your heart. Amen. I don't want to do anything that'll mess up my relationship with the Lord. But we see ourselves as disciples when we pray and ask God as confessors. When we say, forgive us. Amen. We see ourselves as disciples in the disciples' prayer when we see as dependents, we say, deliver us. Verse 13, deliver us. He said, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Praise God. But deliver us from evil. So we see ourselves as dependents upon Him. Now, God won't put us in evil, praise God, but He can deliver us from the evil. Amen. If you look over in James chapter 1, verse 13, James chapter 1, verse 13, he said, no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. Any temptation we have, it's not of the Lord. Amen. God doesn't tempt any man. How do you know? Because He said so. He said, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth He any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Is that where temptation comes in? When we allow our lust, praise God, to follow that temptation. But when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. Sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Amen? He said, so that's what we get. He said, praise God. He said, what God does, he said, we ask God to deliver us because he said, we know that temptations are. And we say, Lord, please help us not to be tempted. Help us not to be caught up in the temptation. Amen. How do you fix that? You remove yourself from the temptation. Amen. You take yourself out of that temptation. Become dependent on him. He said, but deliver us from evil. What he said, praise God, deliver us from the evil one. Amen. When the Bible speaks out, you know who he's talking about the evil one is? He's talking about the devil. And he's talking about that flesh that you and I live in. Amen. Because the flesh, praise God, that's what the devil uses to tempt us is our flesh. The things that he can get us to do in our flesh, praise God. Amen. He said, we're weak in our flesh. Told somebody the other day, I said, the spirit, talking about this getting older thing. Amen. Trying to do this thing and that thing that we used to do, praise God, we can't do. I said, yeah, the Bible says, talks about that. He said, the spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. Amen. Praise God. I said, I know what that's all about. Praise God. The spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. The spirit's willing to do right and live right and act right, but the flesh is weak. Amen. When you and I come to conclusion, praise God, as disciples living in this disciples' prayer, when we realize that we're no match for the devil, we're no match for this flesh that we live in, and we need help from the Lord. Amen. Every one of us need help from the Lord. And lead us not into temptation. In other words, it says keep us away from it. Amen. Help us to avoid temptation. Take us in different routes and different directions and keep us away from temptation. Amen. Praise the Lord. In everything we do, praise his holy name. See, the Lord was trying to teach us some stuff here in this simple prayer. But it's not that simple. It's pretty complex. But the only one that can help us fulfill it is God Almighty. Praise his holy name. That's why we start out with him in the beginning. So lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. So we become dependents on him, praise God. Disciples in this prayer, when we say, deliver us. When we ask God for deliverance, and he begins to deliver us. He begins to take us out, praise God. So what are we seeing here? We're seeing, praise God, the providential hand of God that Brother Hutchinson talked about this morning, how the providential hand of God is moving on you and me, and he's putting us in a place, praise God, to come under the guidance and the fellowship and the relationship of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has a connection with the Heavenly Father, and he said, I'll pray to Father, and he'll send you a comforter which will abide in you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sounds like a pretty good plan. Praise God. Don't you think so? We have plans all the time. People always have plans. Remember the story of King David? David wanted to build God a house. And Nathan said, go ahead, build him a house. That's what you want to do. I said, I think that'd be well-pleasing to God. And God, Nathan got there and God said, Nathan, so what are you telling him? You didn't confer with me. David can't build me a house. David's got blood on his hands. David can't build me a house. Amen. So you tell David he can't build me a house. But I tell you, tell David that he's got blood in his head. He can't build me a house. But said he can get the materials together, praise God, and his son can come along and build me a house. Amen. So David says, okay, praise God, that'd be good. So David begins to build, I'll get together up all these materials to build God a house. So that when he's gone, praise God, his son can come along and build a house for God. Look, let me just show you that right quickly. 1 Chronicles, chapter 29. 1 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse number 10. Now, he's already got this these materials gathered up, and he's the princes and the people are come together, and they offer up a free will offering. Amen. Because they want to be a part of this. David said this. Hey, he said, listen, folks, this is going to be big. He said, we're going to do something. We're not doing it for me. We're not doing it for Israel. We're doing this for God Almighty, our Jehovah. We're doing it for our God. Amen. And they come together, praise God, and they bring all the blessings into the storehouse, and they begin to fill up the coffers, praise God, of the good things from heaven. Amen. Verse number 9, the Bible says, then the people rejoice. For that they offered willingly because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Amen. It blesses my heart when people offer to the Lord with willingly. Amen. Well, offers himself, offers their times, their talent, praise God, unto the Lord. He said, wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our father. Here we go. Amen. This is right where we were preaching today, right where God was speaking to David. Israel, our father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. In other words, it all belongs to God, Lord. It's all yours. He said, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Don't this kind of line up with just what we've been talking about tonight? Praise God. David knew exactly who God was as his heavenly father. He said, both riches and honor come from thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thy hand is power and might. And in thine hand is to make great and to give strength unto all. Praise God. Amen. That ought to make, that's enough to make Cole Baptist shout right there. You can take just take recess, shout for about 30 minutes. Amen. He said, now therefore, O God, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. But who am I and what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? Question mark. He said, who are we that we should be able to offer to you in this fashion, this sort? He said, for all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. He said, all we're doing is offering back what you've already given us. Amen? That's why when the offering plate goes around, praise God, and you pitch it in there, praise God, hey, you're not taking anything from yourself. You're taking what God gave you and giving it back to him. Amen? So he can multiply it and use it for his glory and for his kingdom. He said, we are strangers before thee and sojourners, as were all our fathers. Our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding. O Lord our God, all this store that we have prepared to build thee an house for thine holy name cometh, now watch this, from thine own hand and is all thine own. Amen. He said, everything that we have, everything that we've done, Lord, praise God, it's all come from you anyway. Praise his name. So we see here in this disciples' prayer, when we put ourselves in here, in this disciples' prayer, you see yourself in this disciples' prayer, you see all the hope and the help and encouragement God has to give to us. And Jesus said, all we have to do is pray this little simple prayer, believe in it. He said, it's not a prayer of repetition. It's a prayer where we just talk to our Heavenly Father, knowing who He is, knowing how He wants to provide for us, knowing what He has to offer us. It's just Himself. Ever essence, ever fiber of Himself, He's not holding back from us. He's offered Himself to you. Praise God. So that He can take you and get glory out of your life. What a God we serve, amen. That He would do that for me and for you. To lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from the evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Praise God. He said, it's all about you. Jesus said, it's all about the good Lord of heaven and all that He's able to do and has accomplished for you and I. How it all belongs to Him. Amen. Nothing is ours. Praise God. Everything I have, it belongs to Him. He's just letting me borrow it for a while. Bless His holy name. I'm glad it's that way. Amen. And we just take it, we borrow it, use it, praise God, as His children, as His worshipers, as His subjects, as His servants, as His petitioners, as His confessors, and as His dependents. Are you totally dependent on Him tonight? Boy, you better be. We need to be dependent upon the Lord. Amen. Oh, Luke, he's got his days cut out for him. Amen. Talking to Teresa's nephew, he had a birthday yesterday. He turned 17. Amen. Zachary, his brother, he's what, 19? 19 going on 20. And he never liked to go to school, and his mother would always tell him, she's a teacher. And she said, son, you got to go to school. You got to get education so you go out and do something. He never wanted to go to school. He always wanted to find a reason to stay home. Amen. But he got out and got a job. He's working for M.B. Haynes. And now he has to get up and go to work. Amen. He used to complain because he had to get to school at 8 o'clock. Now he has to be at work at 6:30. Amen. They work him hours and hours, long hours. Amen. God just, praise God. But we think, we think as we're growing up, you know, these things it's going to get better, you know, and I'm just, praise God, we better do and learn all we can because one day you have to go out into the real world. Amen. He figured out that the real world wasn't all he thought it would be. And he realized that he needed all the help he could get when he got out there. Amen. We need all the help we can get when we get out into the real world. Praise God. But he said, I still don't like school. Amen. They're sending him to school for electrical and stuff. He said, I still don't like school, but he's going. Amen. It's just something you have to do. Sometimes we have to do things that we don't like. But God says, do all things as unto the Lord. Do the best you can. I mean, I went to school. I graduated on B honor roll. I was tickled to death that. My mother was too. But I could have done better. Amen. I don't know that I ever took a book home. Well, you just don't do what I do. Do what you need to do. I don't ever know that I took a book home. But God blessed me and He helped me and I got through there, praise God. Graduated beyond a role. Amen. Went into the world, praise God, and God's blessed me in the world. Amen. I may not be the sharpest tack in the box, but praise God, God's been good to me. Because I put my faith and trust in Him. Amen. I know what He's able to do for me. I know that everything belongs to Him. And He's blessed me, praise God, with what He has. He's blessed you. And that's what the Lord tell him here. He said, just go to your heavenly Father. Amen. Make petition Him. Hallow His name. Bless Him. Give Him praise. Give Him the glory. Show Him reverence. He said, all these other things, praise God, just fall into place. And you as a child of God, praise God, will get the benefits of heaven. Praise God. He said, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. I mean, that's who God is. The kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever. We know because this book tells us. Amen. He has all the power. He's going to get all the glory. Amen. Ain't no use trying to go around and be a glory hound and get glory for yourself. Praise God. Just go around and get glory for God. Give God the glory and the praise. Do things, praise God, that'll magnify Him and lift Him up. That's what Jesus was saying. And along the journey, praise God, just to ask Him to forgive you. Amen. Confess your sins and you'll go a long ways. Amen.